You're on Texas Standard Time.
A rallying point for Republicans and not so much for Democrats heading into early voting. An analysis of fundraising during the primary season so far favors the GOP almost 90 cents to every dollar. Put another way, from about $67 million in state-level campaign donations, $57 million of that went to Republican candidates in Texas. Jay Root broke down the numbers for the Texas Tribune. He's an investigative reporter and has been tweeting about all this as @byJayRoot. Jay, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so the biggest takeaway from how much Texas primary candidates have raised so far must be what I have already mentioned, Republicans bringing in far more than Democrats. The gap is huge, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a little bit of a dog bites man story in a way, because you would expect to see Republican dominance in Texas. We just didn't expect it to be this lopsided. Almost 90% of the campaign money flowing into state elections so far in the 2018 election cycle is going to Republicans. And we count that cycle basically as the beginning of 2017, and we're going to track it all the way through November. At this point, we've tracked it for about the last 13 months from January 1st, 2017 to just about the end of last month.
I mean, like you said, this isn't really unusual, but it does seem to sort of underscore something that Democrats are maybe uncomfortable with recognizing, which is one of the quotes in your piece is something like, you know, the Democrats and their organization is really just a shadow of what the Republicans have going here in Texas.
Yeah, well, I quoted Jim Henson from the Texas Politics Project saying that they've ceased to exist as an organization with resources. And there's also a political results possibility that flows from this analysis, which is that, you know, everybody's talking about, hey, there's going to be a blue wave,
right?
And it could wash over Texas. And as Henson put it, this is a pretty good breakwater if you're a Republican. Money.
Right. So are we talking about, you know, regular folks donating $15 here, you know, $100 there, or is this big money, or is it both?
First of all, in Texas, we don't have limits, campaign finance limits. So you could literally give $1 million. In fact, somebody did literally give $1 million to Greg Abbott,
wow,
Michael and Mary Porter, Texas ranchers. And Abbott, of the top 20 donations, got 15 of them. So the other story here is Greg Abbott is really outperforming every other candidate by far. He got almost a third of all of the campaign money going into state elections from the beginning of 2017. So he's really the 800-pound gorilla when it comes to fundraising. We did not count congressional races, so some people may have been reading stories about how Democrats have been doing well in certain races, and they have in certain congressional races that people think could have a potential to flip over to the Democrats. Beto O'Rourke has had a U.S. Senate candidate from Texas running against Ted Cruz. Neither one of them really have any primary to worry about, and Beto O'Rourke has done well there. So we counted state elections, which is basically any elected representative that represents state government or that is in more than one county. So everything from your state House member to the Supreme Court to the governor.
So you really kind of made a list. You know, Governor Greg Abbott, you mentioned way at the top as far as fundraising goes. How far down that list do we have to go to find the Democrat that brought in the most money?
Way down.
Yeah.
Greg Abbott, for example, has a dozen donations of $250,000.
Goodness.
The top Democrat was from El Paso. She is a member of the Tigua Native American tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Isleta Pueblo del Sur is the official name. Most people know them as the Tiguas. A state house candidate who's running against Mary Gonzalez got a $100,000 donation from the Tiguas. Her name is Mary Sue Femath. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, for District 75. After that, it drops like a stone. and the next highest Democratic donation is $25,000. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, $25,000, and it is a lot of money to me. But I mean, these donors that are given to the Republicans, I mean, it's nothing for to see 150,000, 250,000 donations. Like I said, even $1 million donation. Some people gave Abbott more than one $250,000 donation, meaning they gave him $500,000 in the last year. So the difference in the size of these donations are tremendous.
Jay Root is an investigative reporter for the Texas Tribune. He recently ran the numbers on how much Texas candidates and incumbents have raised ahead of primary elections. You can follow him on Twitter at @ByJayRoot. Jay, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.